I'll be honest with you. The United States, we, and I hate to say this, I don't enjoy, despite what you may think, I don't enjoy criticizing my country. But we've been more supportive of the Duvalier regimes, Papa Doc and his fat, overindulged son, Baby Doc. And I'm sorry if that sounds like a cheap shot. I'm a little hard on mass murderers. But we interfered less in the doings of those guys than we did in the doings of Aristide. And it wasn't from good intentions either. Unfortunately, convenience is a greater political motivator for some than compassion. And our policy toward Haiti has been one of convenience. But I'm starting to get too general here. So let me just fire some rapid, specific points here. It's not my typical format, but why not? Who are, or were, since he's out of power right now, who are or were part of the Aristide opposition? Who are the ones that directly and indirectly contributed to the ouster of Aristide? I'll answer the question. One group is called FRAP, F-R-A-P-H, FRAP, which stands for Front for the Advancement of and Progress of Haiti. And I'll agree with part of their title. It's a front, all right. In fact, you could say they're frontin', to use a little hip-hop slang. Yeah, they're frontin' when they say they're for the advancement of anyone but themselves. Front for the advancement of progress. Give me a break. Oh, and the letters of that group, by the way. FRAP, F-R-A-P-H. When you sound them out in French, phonetically, resemble a French and Creole verb for to beat or to thrash. How nice. You know, I have two letters for them, F and Y. Because, I mean, why bother running a legitimate candidate in an election when you can frap your way to power? When you can frap your way to power, why even bother playing politics fair? Next question. Now, who's responsible for founding FRAP? FRAP was founded by the same illegitimate folks that ruled when Aristide was ousted the first time back in 1991. We went over that. And FRAP just loves violence. FRAP's been responsible for the outright slaughter of countless Haitians. Who are some of the FRAP members? Sorry about that. Who are some of them? Well, without getting into the specifics of their atrocities, but trust me on this one, murder is right up there. And I'm sure rape is a distant second. They include Louis Jodel Chamblain, joint leader who, along with another man, and I use that term loosely, along with another man by the name of Emmanuel Toto Constant, executed the October 1993 execution. Oh, that's clever. Executed the execution. Anyways, these guys executed the execution of one Justice Minister, Guy Mallory. Or Mallory. According to a CIA intelligence memo, Chamblain, Constant, and a man by the name of Gabriel Duzable met with an unnamed military officer 2 weeks prior to Mallory's murder to discuss, of all things, murdering Mallory. Now, I wonder if there's some connection there. Just asking. Other CRAP members, I'm not even going to bother saying their name right. Other CRAP members include men by the names of Jean-Baptiste Joseph, Jean Tatoune, Ernst Ravix, Gilbert Dragon. Nice name. What is this guy, a W.E. SmackDown wrestler or something? And Guy Philippe. I won't get into their atrocities. I don't have the time. I want to leave this broadcast area with my hair not being completely gray. This segment's running long anyway, so I'll post links to some articles on this if you want any more info on just who the opposition is. But I do want to take a second to single out Mr. Emmanuel Constant. This guy, high-ranking frat member, allegedly, and by his own admission, worked with the CIA before. Now, in reality, he was working to help undermine real populist support of democracy in Haiti. You got to remember that real populism isn't popular to the ruling class that wants a dictatorship. But I mentioned this guy because last I heard, he was in New York. Now keep in mind this guy's involvement with FRAP. That makes him a de facto murderer in my book. Why he's allowed to have what essentially is asylum for a terrorist is beyond reason. But then when you analyze the sum total, when you look at the sum total of our U.S. involvement in Haiti, this particular outrage, I guess it's not even that unfathomable. What about the war on terror? What about the war on terror? Guess it doesn't include this kind of terror. They mean a certain kind of murder when certain people are being murdered. Or it's politically expedient to say terror. Besides, when you think about it, all Constant is a punk devil sellout who contributed to the slaughter of a bunch of uppity shines who were getting in the way of business interests. Is that a real problem? What other opposition groups exist? And what other opposition groups are involved? Good question. There is a group called Convergence Démocratique. This is a broader, more diverse group of ne'er-do-wells, and it does contain, admittedly, former Aristide supporters. But it also contains former Duvalierists. What does that tell you about the group as a whole? That some of its members are not only... what does that tell you about the group as a whole? They have former Duvalierists in there. Do you remember how sensible Republicans, the sensible ones, distanced themselves from former KKK leader David Duke in the 90s? Do you remember that? How they were, get that guy away from me. I don't want to be affiliated with that guy. Remember how they distanced themselves from David Duke? Of course you do. Well, imagine a political action group that not only refuses to denounce murderers, because that's what Duvalierists are. If they're not murderers, then they're accomplices to murder. But imagine a group that not only doesn't denounce these people, but has them among its members. And then, with a straight face, ask to be taken seriously. Holy hell. And spare me the flattering misnomer, démocratique. Try pathétique. Because that's what they are. It should also be noticed that Convergence was founded with the help from another group called the International Republican Institute, a group that I don't know a whole lot about, except that it's connected to the U.S. Republican Party. And of course that makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, for better or for worse, the Republican Party in America is the party of business, isn't it? Seems logical then that some of them are attached in one form or another to like-minded, profit-over-people power brokers in Haiti. Just keeping it real. There's another Aristide opposition group called the Group of 184. And you know, they might as well be called Group 187, because they're just like the other groups I mentioned, only to different degrees. They've all orchestrated the violent, unlawful overthrow, dare I say it again? Of a democratically elected president. They were involved in the overthrow of a democratically elected president. It's bad enough these groups exist at all. It's bad enough that they exist merely to squash the humble interests of the downtrodden. But it's worse that they're getting help from us. Since 1994, right after the first coup, for Christ's sakes, Washington has given an estimated $70 million in aid to Convergence Pathétique and Group 184. That's not chump change, folks. That's not chump change. You can buy a lot of guns, ammo, and influence with that kind of coin. And the money that goes to groups like these, the flow of that money is never stopped by embargoes or sanctions, because that kind of money is sent by some of the people, some of the same people who called for the embargoes and sanctions in the first place. It's as simple as this. The basic formula: starve the Haitian people even further, but let the rich and privileged get even more help. so they can tilt the next election. Now, let's broaden the similarities. What do Convergence Pathétique, Group 187, and FRAP, have in common? Together, they constitute a minority in terms of their numbers in Haiti. They're a minority in terms of numbers in Haiti. But they have a majority of the money and power. And money and power are all you really need when people, or niggers to some of them, don't do as they're told. And that's Haiti, folks. That's Haiti. That's, unfortunately, some of us here, too, in the U.S. And they know who they are, too. If I could, I'd ask them how they sleep at night. But I bet they're sleeping fine in a real big bed. Besides, sleepless nights are something people incapable of shame or guilt don't have to worry about. To have a sleepless night implies you can actually feel remorse for your actions. And remorse is above them. And so now I have some questions of my own. And I want you to ponder these before I go out for this week. Very simple questions. And just consider the answers. Who else but crooked elitists could take over with force a legitimate government? A legitimately elected government. Who else but crooked elitists could do that? Who else but crooked elitists could own the local news media and use it to lie about what they're doing, then share those lies, rooted in self-interest and money, to the foreign press? Who could do that? Who else but crooked elitists in any country, can hide behind the guise of industry and fraudulent depictions of capitalism to make their pursuits seem noble? That's class envy! Shut up with the class envy crap. It's a bunch of garbage. And who are the folks in America most likely to skew notions of economics, bottom lines, taxes, minimum wages, outsourcing, Adam Smith, rugged individualism, unions, government assistance, compassion, achievement, and reality itself? Democrats would call them Republicans. Republicans would call them Democrats. I just call them greedy liars. I just call them greedy liars, and they're the problem. And they gotta go. Not just in Haiti, but the entire world. I'll post some links to some good information on Haiti this week for you. Read up if you're not up to speed. There is some good information out there. I want you to beware of spin from business websites or right-wing or right-leaning economists who try to give you their take on Haiti. Their take, I promise you, their take is going to be so predictable, it would make a better laxative. But read up on Aristide. Read up on the press coverage, the competing interests, and the coup itself. Aristide may be down. He may be down, but democracy is not out. And as long as we're breathing, we have to fight the opponents of freedoms, the real ones. And we must denounce and discredit the liars and their lies. I'll be back, as always, next Monday. And I'll get back to Limbaugh, too, because you know, I let him get away with a week's worth of lies this week, and that really bothers me. That does bother me. I had to do it, though. I had to do it. So, see you next week, friends, foes, countrymen. Ou à bientôt, mes amis, à la semaine prochaine. Bye-bye.